All right, crank it up. Fuck yeah, she lives. Give her some throttle. Ah, oh, listen to that beast purr. Okay, you can kill it. Don't want to waste your gas. Well, am I a wizard or am I a wizard? Yes. I'm sure there are tons of amazing mechanics less than 100 miles away who know your V8 inside and out. Now, come on. A deal's a deal. Gimme. Let's have a look at you. Good condition. No corrosion to speak of. You would not believe how hard these are to find. Or maybe you would, since you're the one who went out scavenging for it. You didn't have to shoot anyone for it, did you? You know what? Don't tell me. I don't need to know. It's a wild wasteland out there. And you, my little gadget, are going in the toolbox for later. What's it for? Oh, it's for none of your fucking business. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate what you do. I always do. But getting your wheels rolling again was the deal, and a really good deal at that. Your nosy-ass questions were not part of the invoice. Besides, it's nothing you'd be interested in. It doesn't go vroom or bang. Don't worry about it. No, you're not ripping me off. I offered the trade, you got me what I asked for. And you almost always take less than you should for your salvage. You've only tried to shoot me the once, and that was mostly my fault. That's better than I can say for most of the rovers who come through here. If anything, this just moves us a little closer to square. I imagine you're going to want to hit the trail soon. I'll go radio Rufus so he can have the barricade up for you by the time you roll out. Piece of shit radio's on the fritz again. I'm going to have to walk out and. What the hell are you doing in my toolbox? Goddamn nosy as fuck rover. Just can't help yourself, can you? What is it? Well, what the fuck does it look like? Yes, I'm aware that it's pink. I'm not colorblind. It doesn't exactly work. Not yet, anyway, but it will with what you brought back for me. Yeah. Yeah, all that was to get my vibrator working. What do I need it for? That would seem pretty obvious, no? What about Rufus? You mean, what the fuck is wrong with you? I can't do that with Rufus. He's like 75. What if the poor man has a heart attack? No, it's not a tough fix. I'll have it working in no time. Getting the parts is the trouble, but now, in fact, if I can find those pliers. And good as new. Give us some alone time? That's very understanding of you. Practically an old world gentleman. Yeah, if you roll out, Rufus will see you and handle the barricade. You'll have to wait a couple minutes, but it won't take that much longer than usual. Unless you maybe wanted to stay and watch. Stay and watch me. You know what I mean. Watch me. Use the. For Christ's sake, are you really going to make me say it? Why you? Well, why not? I don't know. We've known each other for a while and I've seen you look at me. Yes, you have. You're not the only one, but it's different with you. The other rovers all just look at me either like I'm a machine that fixes machines or like a piece of meat. You look at me like I'm me. You always insist on helping with the car, even though that's what you're paying me for. When you tell me that you'll be back when the next part breaks, you say it like you're hoping for it. I know exactly what your engine sounds like, and I get a little disappointed every time I hear one coming and realize it's not yours. I want you to want to watch. You do? Okay. I should wash up first and change. I don't have a lot of options, but I'm sure I can figure out something better than this. It won't take long, just a couple. What? You want to see me like this? With my grease-stained hands and dirt-streaked face and ratty work clothes? Come on, I can do better than this. You have to at least let me look my best. This is how you imagine me? You're serious. You're blushing. Okay. Okay. If that's what you want. I should have put more time into planning this. Who would have thought this was so complicated? Well, the workbench is fairly clear here. I can rest my elbows on it. And then if you put that stool there, you'll have a pretty good view. And I can look back over my shoulder at you once in a while. No, I can't look at you the whole time. I'll get embarrassed. So, if I just drop my pants around my ankles, how's that look? Not bad, I take it. Maybe if I rub my ass a little, get some nice grease streaks on the cheek. You're into that, right? Use your words. Okay, okay, I'll get to it. Just turn this thing on and... Oh, fucking fuck monkeys. Oh, it's been a while. Oh, that was a good trade. Definitely not a ripoff. I feel like I should be wiggling my ass or something, but I might fall down if I do. Just ignore the rivulets running down the inside of my thighs. Unless you're into that. Hey, dude. Are you gonna start touching yourself? Yeah, I kind of thought that was implied. That I would... And you would... Together. I can tell you're at full mast. What's the problem? Embarrassed? How the fuck do you think I feel? Fine. If you're not going to, then there's no point. I'll just pull my pants back up and... Oh, that's what I thought. I'll settle back down and... That's so hot, baby. Can I call you baby? Not all the time, just while we're... Cool. Thanks. You go a little faster every time I flex my ass cheeks. I don't want to interrupt your flow or anything, but... Do you think I could borrow a couple of fingers? I know we only talked about watching, but I could use a bit more, I think. I'll stroke you while you're at it. Nice. All right. Can you help boost me up onto the tabletop so I can sit on the edge? Perfect. I'm gonna keep working on my bean. If you could slip a couple fingers inside. Oh, slow and steady, partners. Not a race. Wait, hold on a sec. It's been a while, but I know guys aren't supposed to be dry. I'm sure I've got something around here to slick you up with. Please. I want to. Here it is. We only need a little. There. Isn't that much nicer? Oh. Huh. Don't worry about it. You're doing terrific. As for your free hand, do whatever you want with it. Well, I was expecting you to push my shirt up, but the back of the neck is... No. You just surprised me as all. You're kind of romantic, aren't you, baby? I mean, calling you baby isn't weird, is it? All right, I'll stop asking. Kiss me some more. Fuck. I know I said slow and steady, but I could use a little bit of urgency. What do you say? Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't you dare. God. Nice save. I was about to spasm my way into a faceplant there. Give me a hand down. Thanks. Definitely not done. I need you naked. Leave your boots on, though. There's metal slivers and shit all over the shop floor. You don't want to be barefoot in here. There. Now we match. Naked. Except for my boots. What do you think? You sleep in the back seat of your car, right? I need somewhere I can get you on top of me. Don't worry, I won't hit my head. Oh man, it smells like ass in here. I'm sure it's a nice ass, toned and shapely, succulent even. Still, smells the same though. All right. I'll be nice to your wheels. But you have to be very nice to my nipple. She's very upset. You need to kiss and make up. Oh, I think she's ready to forgive you. But now I need you to show me how much you mean it. I have to look out for her. I've gotten to have so much fun with my new toy. I want to give you a taste. With you inside me, I can reach around you and... Easy, cowboy. I'm not an anal invader, promise. You can let go of my wrist. No, we're aiming a bit lower for your undercarriage. You know, what's between your stick shift and your exhaust. Why? Just keep doing what you were doing, and I'll show you. Oh, yeah. Just like that. And if, while you're at it... We press our little friend into your undercarriage. That was a groan. Was it good? You want me to keep going? Christ. It's vibrating you inside me. Maybe we should have cleaned up first. We look like marauders now, all covered in black streaks. Oh, that's right. You like me like this. Kind of suits you, too. Which streak is your favorite? The one on my thighs? My ass? My belly? My tits? My nose? You're adorable. I can feel you throbbing against the vibrator. Every time I press it against you, you thrust even deeper. And the way you groan. You're shaking, baby. Are you close? Fuck. I just need a little longer. Just hold on, baby, please. Please. I'm so fucking close. You can do it. I know you can. Just lay your head on my chest. You did so good. I feel like I don't have any bones. Would it be cool if I stroked your head a little? You were a champ. We should have done that a long time ago. We have a lot of time to make up. In fact, I was thinking, maybe, if you didn't have any plans, you might want to stay on here a little longer, on a sort of potentially semi-permanent basis. It would be a pretty sweet deal. You wouldn't have to pay for maintenance anymore, and there's some good salvage around here, so you wouldn't have to go too far, and you think so? And the caravans come through sometimes. Not a lot, but more than some places. And you wouldn't have to sleep in the back seat of your ride anymore, and okay. I'll shut up. We'll have to get up soon, though. Wouldn't want Rufus to walk in. I'd like to have some pants on when I explain this to him. No, don't sit up yet. I want to stay here just a little longer. Then the wasteland can have us back.